diplomacy has been reinvigorated. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also says that's a good thing. After Secretary of State Marco Rubio left a round of talks in Geneva, pushing a U.S. plan to end Russia's war hopeful.
You have yet to see the actual details of this plan, but there appears to be a shift in tone. President Trump saying onto social, is it really possible that big progress is being made in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine? Don't believe it until you see it, but something good just may be happening.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera at the White House. Rubio says,
I feel very optimistic that we can get something done here because we made a tremendous amount of progress.
Now, we just found out that President Trump held a call today with China's leader Xi Jinping amid ongoing attempts to work out a trade deal after months of negotiations and some very high Trump tariffs imposed on Chinese imports as leverage. Now, the president signed off on a deal for a group of investors to acquire TikTok to keep the social media app operational in the U.S., but a Senate Democrat now wants more information.
Ed Markey in a letter says it's unclear whether the announced agreement satisfies security concerns and a law passed last year banning the video sharing app unless its Chinese owner, ByteDance, sells. The order says the investment group would license, operate, and retrain TikTok's algorithm, but not own it. Senator Markey wants to know, for example, if that retraining would have to be renewed if ByteDance makes changes.
That's Fox's Chris Foster. Today, the U.S. will designate a Venezuelan cartel led by Nicolas Maduro, a foreign terrorist organization, as the president considers military strikes in addition to the operation off the coast that's blown up more than 20 boats suspected of illegal drug trafficking.
Should President Trump order strikes against the Maduro regime, there's plenty of firepower in the Caribbean to do it, with about 30% of all deployed American warships, including the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford, now on station. There are over 200 Tomahawk cruise missiles in theater aboard destroyers and U.S. Marines aboard the USS Iwo Jima and other amphibs in the ready group.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Trinidad and Tobago. America's listening to Fox News.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-926-0155. 800-926-0155.
Optima Tax Relief.
Visit OptimaTaxRelief.com for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-809-7171. That's 800-809-7171.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Marie. Walmart presented the Salvation Army with a check for the Yuma community to help provide food for families during this holiday season. The check total was $2,500 to help support families in need. Salvation Army is also taking donations for their Angel Tree program, which is an opportunity for Yuma youth to receive Christmas presents. If you'd like to donate or volunteer, you can head to our website for more information at kyma.com. And a new small business has joined the Yuma community over the weekend. Yuma Ship and More held its ribbon cutting and grand opening over the weekend in cooperation with Arizona Western College's Small Business Development Center. Yuma Ship and More offers services including passport photos, private mailbox rentals, and acting as a UPS drop-off point. Owners Michelle and Eric De La Torre have been working on opening up this store for close to a year. With the grand opening, AWC SBDC also reminds everyone to shop local and support small businesses. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
For today, mostly sunny, 71, clear and 52 tonight. Mostly sunny and 75 on Tuesday. 52 Tuesday night, sunny and 76 on Wednesday.
El Dorado broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members. Special Olympics, Las Lavas, Gentiva Hospice, True Med Aesthetics, Fostering Hope, Yuma, Daniel Dorn, and Raw Aesthetics and Performance. If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Ashley at yumachamber.org. That's Ashley at yumachamber.org or call 928-782-2567.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. but when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Kaleo, welcome. This has been a long time coming. I invited you, I don't know, a year ago, and I kept inviting, and every time I get the same response, no. And so I don't know what changed in your life. Maybe it was our huge success with this radio program or this podcast. Maybe that was it, and you thought, okay, now's the time. No, not it?
Okay. No. You want me to be honest, really?
I want you to be honest. Okay. This is the couch, Kaleo.
Okay. So I went to Sister Gardner through the direction of my mom. So Sister Gardner is the Relief Society president for the church that I go to, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So she's in charge of running, like, the women's
Correct.
Club.
And so my mom, most of her life has had callings in the Relief Society. And so my mom was telling me, son, I think with the age that your youngest daughter is becoming, you're going to need more of a female influence in the home. And I don't want to put it on my sweet Pearl, even though she's a great, awesome older sister. She needs to be her own 11 tween, you know, young lady herself. And so I spoke with Sister Gardner, and I said, my mom, under the direction of my mother, I'm ready for some help, but I need her to be my future wife. I need her to be the things that I am trying to be now.
Yeah.
So that her and I can be the team that not only my children here need, but the team in the future to help other families and help other youth that want to see a strong couple. Our world has become very soloed. The woman, I can do it all on my own. I don't need a man. The man, I don't need a woman. Well, I don't believe in that. But I've been living I can do it on my own. I don't need a woman. So I've been kind of a hypocrite. Well, what's funny about this situation is this was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I was like, what does that have to do with my podcast?
3 or 4 weeks ago.
To the point.
I tell Sister Gardner, help me out. Sunday, well, last week, I said, hey, whatever happened with that? And she said, we're not allowed to give out information. And there's security things and just situations going on. So, but you're more than welcome to go search for yourself. And I said, this is kind of amazing that Heavenly Father's hooking me up with this opportunity.
Wait. You're using my podcast?
To be on your podcast.
Oh, no, okay.
To put myself out there. It's a challenge.
No. Well,
it is a challenge. But again, also,
hey man,
I'm here.
If that's the reason why, power to you. But I hate to break it to you. Like, nobody watches this or listens. So,
well, I wore my special family shirt that shows off all my children. My grandson's on here. And one of my best friends, Chris Tanner, is on here.
Shirt so much.
And I know Santa Claus kind of personally. If you feel, or you know, if Jess wants to talk to me a little bit maybe about how to
acquire one of those
Santa
shirts,
Santa Claus to make it happen, because I love it. I love showing the world my family. Plus, it helps me because if we're out shopping, people will see this, but then they'll see my girls.
You gestured to all of you?
And when they see the shirt, they go, that has to be the dad. If I don't color my beard, people go, that has to be the grandpa.
What? You color your beard?
I have to.
I didn't know that, Kaleo.
Just this morning, one of the boys came up to me at work, and he was like, is your beard darker? I go, bro, I have to color my beard.
Because why?
I have young girls, and they stress me out already. Plus, I'm a conspiracy theorist guy, and I feel my generation got a lot of poison put on our systems because people go gray hair to like 40 years old now.
You think that's the reason
why? It has to be because... No, it's not genetic. My dad is German and Italian and had black hair all the way until probably like 60 years old, 55, 60.
But your mom is Polynesian.
Yeah, my mom is Hawaiian and Puerto Rican, mostly Hawaiian. A little bit of German in there from missionaries coming over a long time ago. But she's beautiful, brown skin, colors her hair. Sorry, Mom. She's not in heaven. Sorry, Mom. But
yeah, we'll cut that out.
But yeah, no,
we'll
she
edit that in post.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
And
so did she grow up in the islands?
Yes. Yeah. My dad was in the Navy. He went over there. She was 18 years old when they met. My dad used to play in a Elvis Presley impersonating band.
So he wasn't Elvis?
He wasn't the Elvis, the main singer.
Right.
He played bass guitar, sang backup, and he's like, that's how I got the ladies. Oh, my dad.
What island do you know?
Oahu, the main island.
Oahu. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how my parents...
Oh, yeah, Navy. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Just picking it up. Pearl Harbor. My bad.
That's okay.
I went to Pearl Harbor last year, maybe this year. Pretty cool.
Yeah. When we went for my dad's... I'm not too sure what it's called nowadays, but when you're not getting fully out of the military, but when you're leaving Hawaii, they'll do a special. You get to go over onto the memorial and have a special ceremony.
Really?
And I was just like... Now that I'm this old, I look back going, there's millions and millions of people that will never experience that. And I got to like freely experience it by being brought into an awesome family that had awesome parents that were like, yeah, we're going to try to experience things that, you know, are cool. And I was like, again, very blessed to have cool parents.
So how'd you land here then?
Yuma was, we lived in San Diego, 1.8 miles from the beach, which was awesome. But my younger brother and I were getting to an age of just physical confrontations with a lot of city kids that got shipped or bused into our school. And me being the older brother.
Was this high school?
High school.
Okay, so you're doing high school in San Diego.
Yeah, Mission Bay
getting high school. Getting in altercations with people.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that, to be honest.
Well,
you tell your story, but I'll tell you mine.
But also what was happening at that time, too, was California was crazily expensive. And my father, because of him, who he was, he knew Bishop Graff that worked out at YPG for a company back in the day called EC3. And they had created or helped a position called a quality assurance safety manager. And my dad was in the military for so long, taking care of a lot of families.
Okay.
And putting people in check. But in a right way to put people in check. And so they offered them the position here in Yuma. We, as children, thought it was a joke because it was my senior year of high school. We came here thinking it was just, we're going swimming at Auntie Miley and Uncle Bob's house as a whatever, spring break vacation. Ended up not being that. They were tricking us into trying to see if we would be able to handle Yuma. And then I didn't handle it. So like 2 weeks before graduation, which again, very cool of my parents. They had a motorhome. They put it at Campland on the Bay. And I got to graduate still from Mission Bay High School in San Diego. But my younger brother and sister and my dad had already like moved here and got a house. And I was like, I can't do it. 175 degrees. This is crazy. But that's how they moved to Yuma. Was it really was just to try to keep me from not having the best example for my little brother in San Diego, and just pretty expensive also. But that's how they started.
Why were you getting in fights?
We are...
That's a general reason.
Like my dad would say, we just didn't like little turds. These boys would come in, thinking they were tough guys, and me and a couple football players were just...
not having it, huh?
We just weren't having it, and my little brother kind of got involved a little bit because he was like a big little brother. He was only a freshman, but he was pretty physically fit, and so it was just kind of like... and he wanted to hang out with us, which was real cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that also, I needed to set a better example for him, like not causing too much drama. And we didn't want people to feel like they could control other people's decisions and push other people around.
So they were being bullies.
They were being bullies and also just feeling like they needed to be gangster, you know, back in that day. And it was just like, don't do that around us. Yes, we're a bunch of surfer dudes, but we can also get physically down with people if they're making bad decisions. So
you did.
We did. And school was real cool with it. Like, I had gotten a whole stack of excuse passes for whatever football players or anybody, just if they wanted to get out of class. You know, I don't want to put myself too far out there, but
yeah.
My senior year, they had said that I missed 87 classes, but they were all excused because we had these passes. So
you're like...
by the helpfulness of other friends in school, I was able to pass my classes.
Okay.
And graduated.
Don't dig too much into that.
Yeah. At least like...
you got to do what you got to do.
It was a fun...
Street rules.
Yeah. And very fun to live in San Diego, so close to the beach. And also just... it's a little town called Pacific Beach. Most people know Mission Beach, but...
yeah.
And it was just...
so then your parents dragged you here and ruined your life.
Yes and no. I knew I always wanted to go on a mission for my church, but I just didn't know for sure if it would be right for, I don't know if this is the right term, other people to have to deal with this. I always say that. But once it was, the decision for me was like made, my mom was very persuasive and said, well, hey, just drive the motorhome to Yuma. And then I'll bring you back. And this was June 24th of 1990, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And we only came here in April, the spring break April, so we were kind of tricked. So I'm driving a motorhome that had fully air conditioning. My mom's driving a 1978 Datsun B210 that has no air conditioning. She kind of pulls in front of me at the El Centro rest stop, like kind of see her, and she's like doing the swervy thing, and I was like, oh man, we better pull over. So we pull over, and I get out, and I go grab her and kind of walk her into the motorhome, and she's almost passing out because of the heat.
So hot. Mm-hmm.
And this poor little Hawaiian lady was like, what is your dad doing to us? And I was like, he's doing it to you. I'm going back. You said you're going to take me back. Well, she said, well, give me to the end of the week. I'll take you back at the end of the week. And then it turned into like 2 or 3 weeks. And then she's like, do you have money to even pay rent? I said, I'm not moving to Yuma. I would rather live on the beach. And
so you've graduated by now?
I graduated high school on the
23rd. So they're just getting you out of the house?
Well, we're just moving here to Yuma. And they were... that was their plan, was where they're going to start a whole new life in Yuma.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do it. But I've really felt like I really wanted to go on a mission, and I need to be closer to my family to keep me stable and kind of feel like serving God is, the blessing's going to be more for me than for them. But as a young person, you're thinking, oh, I'm doing this for other people. And so it all kind of fell into place where I hung out here, was able to get a good job to start saving money to help pay for my mission, and my parents and the church were very cool on being helpful with that. And then, I got my mission call to it's called the Only True Mission. I don't know if you've heard of it before.
I haven't heard of this one, though.
It's the OTM, the Oklahoma Tulsa Mission, but the world knows it as the Only True Mission. So
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas, the Four Corners.
Wow, that's a big mission area.
It was big, and it was very eye-opening also because...
any tribes there that you dealt with?
No, really? We didn't. But we got to deal with incest families, and that was something that you heard a lot of before, where these little, Oklahoma, be careful, Missouri's worse, you know, da-da.
Really?
Yeah, so there was a couple of families that the missionaries always knew of that your first day in that area, they'd have you go knock on the door. They didn't tell you what you're getting yourself into. And so, yeah, I got to meet some special children of God.
Yeah.
That
very closely related.
Very closely related. And then it was, again, it was a...
To each their own?
But it makes you think, though, how Heavenly Father was able to have Adam and Eve and it not be how you see people today. So there had to be...
It's above my pay grade.
That's what I'm saying. There had to be, like, God was a part of the creation of man, because then if we keep growing and learn our genealogy, we can kind of see how we all kind of started, but how we kind of got our own blood and mixed, and it's just a cool understanding of this just wasn't thrown out there. God said, I have a plan. I know what I'm doing. It's above your pay grade, but at the same time, just live it.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
So Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $29.95 a month for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This top-tier plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you'll save over 50% every month for the rest of your life. You might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. Offer expires 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
I'm Sean Garner. I am an estate planning attorney. I help people get their affairs in order by organizing their finances and setting up plans that allow them to be managed in the event of incapacity and death with the least amount of government intervention. I'm not a huge fan of the government. In fact, I think the government is only there to ensure that my rights aren't infringed upon, yet I'm more and more convinced that the government is the one doing the infringing these days, and so I like to help other people avoid government interference in their personal affairs.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game, marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
El Dorado Broadcasters invites you to support Crossroads Mission, and our friends at Cal Ranch will match up to every dollar donated, up to $1,000 total. Crossroads Mission serves those at their crossroads in life with programs, services, emergency shelter, free meals, along with drug and alcohol treatment programs in our community. This holiday season, Crossroads Mission will need your support more than ever. With Cal Ranch's match, your money will help twice as many women, men, children, and families. $5, $10, $20, or $50. It all helps. Give today and help transform a life. You can donate directly to Crossroads Mission or donate at Cal Ranch by rounding up. If you're unable to donate money, consider joining the volunteers that help keep Crossroads Mission running smoothly. On behalf of everyone at El Dorado Broadcasters and Crossroads Mission, thank you for your generous help and support, and happy holidays.
It's pajama time, Yuma. Join El Dorado Broadcasters and Avenir Financial for DJs for PJs, collecting new unused warm pajamas for families in need. Now through December 14th, drop off donations at our radio station at 755 West 28th, Avenir Financial at 1780 South First Avenue, and on North Frontage Road in the foothills, or any local Little Caesars Pizza. Let's keep Yuma warm this holiday season.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
So you went to Oklahoma for a couple of years, well, that area, and then you come back home. You got a lot of prints going on today. So you got your Hawaiian print with all the faces. I love it. And then you got the prints on your arms.
Yep.
I would say that's some Hawaiian or some Polynesian is going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
that's sweet.
Yeah, so that's my mom. Yes. Oh, no. Those are plumerias.
Plumerias, yeah. That's right.
So these are all my siblings. And this is my mom's Hawaiian name, Vainuinui. It's beautiful rainbow. And then the first four, they're kind of bunched up because the joke is they were done with four, my parents. But then there was me, and then my little brother and my little sister. So they're still all there. but
squished in there.
There's seven of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got some plumerias representing the family.
Correct.
What do you got on there?
Hibiscus, which is like a big Hawaiian kind of flower.
It matches your shirt today.
Pretty much. And kind of, this is not voodooistic, but I kind of felt like I was always going to have four children.
Mm.
And so I'd gotten these four flowers done a long time ago, like before I had children. Well, I had one. I did have one. I have a 28-year-old daughter named Kamea. And because of relationship challenges and me not knowing if I was really ever kind of be a part of her life, I had gotten a first tattoo because I had heard through the grapevine. They're very painful, but they're a memory that you can always have with you. And so I got a Hawaiian girl on top of a lion because I'm a Leo and my name Kaleo, and people go, "Hey, Leo." And I was like, "Thanks." So that's what kind of started my...
You motioned to your back. It's on your back?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on my back shoulder. Pretty good size.
And was it painful, like you mentioned?
Yes.
That was true?
Yes.
Give you your information was accurate on that? They're all painful?
You know, yes, and some places are extra painful. You know, again, like my head, I've had 14 tattoos.
Yeah, so you got the Hawaiian Islands.
I got the Hawaiian Islands, yeah, which is hilarious because there's people that go, "You got a weird birthmark on your head." And I go, "Talking about the Hawaiian Islands? You don't know really geography? Really?" But yes, there was a time for me that I used the excuse needing physical pain to help with emotional pain, but it was just a cover-up. No. I was going through a phase of my life where I left Heavenly Father. He never left me. But he was cool enough to say, "I know you need to make your own decisions, but please be careful." And I went through a stage of life where I had my, I call it my rough side.
Yeah.
And then I kind of call it my family side. And so I have my dedicated father tattoo, which is "Live Free, Ride Free," because we're big motorcycle guys. And then here, there's like a family one that is a beautiful family that says Hawaiian. And there's an anchor. My dad was not only military, but my dad was the anchor of our family. But my mom was the beautiful and the flower of us. So it has their birth years in that. And my little brother and little sister end up getting the same one. But I have other ones. But one of my biggest tattoos that's very important to me is my forgive tattoo. And one day my oldest sister had said, "You're so angry all the time. And you need to learn how to forgive her," what she was talking about, my oldest daughter's mom. Because there was just a lot of problems in this town and her family with me and sheriff's posse, just a lot of stuff. And so she said, "Yeah, if you're not going to be able to forgive her, you're never going to be able to move on." So I went back to Phoenix and I got with my guy and I was like, "Hey, I kind of need, I feel like a forgive tattoo, just the word forgive." And so he had written it this way, like the letters were that way. And I looked at it and I said, "No, I need to read it. I need to read it. I don't need other people to kind of look at it and go, 'Oh, forgive.'" So he turned it around and he wrote it so I could look at it all the time. And it was a great healing process for me. But the main person I needed to forgive was myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what started for me to learn how we judge ourselves way too hard. And then we just hurt ourselves by thinking we can't be forgiven. And practically my whole life, I've been, I feel, not forgiving of others. If you wrong me or my family or friends that I have, then I'm kind of like, "Ooh, you went for it." To where, like I said, it was one of those, if I need to ask for forgiveness, let me ask. If you need to ask for forgiveness, but you have a challenge asking, act or show me that you are really wanting forgiveness, then let me forgive you. And then then you just move on from it. And there's probably 15 people, but there's a hidden, I'm not going to get too deep, but there's another hidden tattoo around this tattoo, really saying after you've forgiven or have been forgiven, then you just need to let it go. So it's kind of part of the
I like that one.
Part of the tattoo. I'll show you after this. Explain it.
Yeah,
I'll take your
shirt off and show me everything.
No, that's not going to happen because just like one of the sisters in church, I need to get tattoos. No, you don't. And don't talk to me about it. Don't.
Everybody goes. You're the resident tattoo.
Yeah, something
expert.
Like that. Well, they just
talk to Kaleo. He knows about tattoos.
They feel like they
look
need
at the guy.
Yeah, they. That's one of the things about life is our outsides are our outsides and. My job now, being able to work with special needs children, I've had this opportunity before, but I never really saw it as great as I see it now because I feel being back with Heavenly Father, the blessings that He's given me with in my life, but now seeing, you know, these children don't judge me. They judge your insides. They don't really know your outsides. And there's been families that are like, ooh. You get to drive. You get to drive a little bus, yeah.
You get to pass the background check.
Some where people are just kind of like very. They see the outsides and they go, we don't want to get involved. And I'm just like, okay, well, thank you for judging my outsides and not wanting to be involved with me because then I don't have to deal with you really. And that's a blessing. I feel from Heavenly Father also that He's very. You know, people are going to look at you and they're going to assume things. Just let them. Because you know what assume means. And I go, yes, I do.
Do you feel like that's kind of part of why you did the tattoos? Is a mechanism to be like, don't mess with me. I had a friend growing up that super tough on the outside, but super soft in the middle. And his room is painted all black, like Metallica stuff everywhere. You know, like, cool, teach their own. It was weird in there. But when it got down to it and you talked to him about stuff, he would break down. And I'm like, this is all facade, man. It's all facade. But it's okay. I don't judge that.
For me, no. I was living a lifestyle of very aggressive, and the people I was around were very aggressive towards others, too. And so it kind of got to where I had gotten a nickname called Two-Face, and on the back of my head, I had gotten a tattoo of a face put on there. I tried to start off with just thinking it was the bad part of me, but then in realization, the front part was as rough as the back. So there really wasn't two of me. I just tried to put a mask on. And
for what purpose?
I think hiding the anger that I had.
What are we so angry about? Oh, these relationships.
It started off, I think, a relationship situation, but then it turned into me not having a relationship with Heavenly Father and me feeling less than and me feeling like, well, I messed up.
There's no going back.
It's going to take something.
And did you ever feel like, you know, there's no way I can recover from this?
Yes, I felt like that. But having my mom and a lot of strong people in the gospel being there for me, but not being pushy about it, helped. But then also there needs to be, if you talk to Spencer Lines, I remember your mom pulling me by the ear into church, you know, and we're grown men and still I'll joke with him going, hey, my mom's coming to church. And he'll be like looking around like, I'm in church. Tell her I'm in class. You know, my family was very, my dad was very, son, how I live my life is, it's my life and I draw the line. And there's one part of my line that keeps me from being very close to Heavenly Father and having the Spirit with me. And then there's the other side that helps me be a strong, worthy man to be a good leader. He goes, but it's my line. It's my judgments of me. Too many people will judge you. And if you take that, it hurts you. And so I went through some judgment situations here in Yuma that I took too to heart. I cared too much what
other people thought.
Yeah. And
which caused you to rebel or go even more.
Correct. And they, you know, they were like
well, oh, you want to see something? Hold my, what do you say? My water bottle? Hold my beer?
Yeah. You know, pretty much it was like, I'll leave Yuma, but I'm like, I don't want to come back. And then it was like one of those crazy things, like I would come back into town And as soon as I pulled in, like, the sheriffs would pull me over and be like, "What do you? How long are you going to be in town for?" And I was like, how do you guys know I even pulled in? Like, give me a second. I'm trying to go to my mom's house. So there was a lot of challenges here in this little town for me. And I caused them. But again, very grateful for some of the men in the church that, this is going to sound weird, but because of their judgments and where they stood in the ability to judge, it changed me to where at the time I felt very angry about it. But then over years, realizing these men put themselves in a position that they were trying to help me. At the time, it didn't seem like a help.
It's like punishment.
Punishment.
Like it's your fault. You're punishing me.
You know, yeah, you guys. Yeah, who are you to do this?
Another guy.
But they were, you know, 12 of them were called to be those judges. And at the time, it was like no one was on my side, which was good that no one was on my side because I was not a good person. And I had made decisions. I made these decisions. No one helped me or told me to make these bad decisions. Get me wrong. I love women. They're beautiful. But I'm the one that made decisions. And so that was part of my rebellious thing was, you know what? I don't want to deal with any of this. I'm just going to go be my own person and live a life of bad decisions.
Run away.
And just kind of be. And I missed out on my oldest daughter's life practically. Because I'd come here to try to visit. And then people would be all on like, how long are you going to be here for? And I was like, just want to try to see my daughter. Nope, you're not going to see her. And I was like, okay, well, then I guess I'll leave again. So that was another thing, just things that were issues. And then also work that I had. I worked for the government doing some things for a couple of years that kept me from being around a lot of people. And so there are jobs out there that I understand more. It's hard to have a strong religion in your life for some of the jobs you have to do. And I understand that he puts us in positions that says, well, let's use what you do have and help the government or help the world. But at the same time, you might lose yourself a little bit in the things that you're doing. And so there are times that I will tell people from my past, man, we did some stuff, but we legally did it for the government. So it's like, I can't believe, you know, we're still here. And then then I think again in my own life, excuses. Oh, let me make another excuse on not to follow God. Oh, let me do this because I'm a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. You know,
just things like that kept me astray, I guess, or kept me away. And then finally, it wasn't even me. It was a very good friend of mine. He ended up dying of pneumonia. He's on me.
Another tattoo you got?
Yeah. Just a young man that I became friends with in the school district in Phoenix, that he was physically disabled terribly. No insides, breathing, like machines to help him even breathe. He could talk, but he had machines and pumps and all these different things to keep him alive. And when I got the news that he had passed away, that's kind of really what changed me to where I was like, why am I trying to be like such a bad guy? You know, is it really that cool? And because life is precious. But there was a part that brought me back to God's plan, to where our next existence is a perfect body. No ailments, no challenges, physical challenges, emotional, mental challenges. And Zach, he had all these physical challenges, but he still would try to smile and he still would joke around like, bro, you know, we need to hang out and go surfing. And like, he was just a blessing from God to where I was really saying, man, my life is so blessed. And this young man is going through all these things, but still trying to make me happy, still trying to make me feel like life can be good. And so I had gotten a mask put over kind of his face, more to kind of share with me when I see it, that he was a strong young man, but I had gotten this mask partially over him because he was trying to mask, I think, from the world all the pain and the suffering that he was going through.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
November is the month of deals at Firearms Unknown. The clock is ticking, so don't let a day go by without a Firearms Unknown daily deal. With daily deals up to 90% off, Firearms Unknown is your holiday headquarters. Take advantage of our daily deals at our Yuma store or online through November. Don't forget to come back on Black Friday for our one-day-only super deals on guns, ammo, knives, targets, and accessories for the shooter on your shopping list. Firearms Unknown, 801 West 32nd Street or firearmsunknown.com.
560 KBLU.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
And
do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
We do that all the time. We think that we need to cover up the sadnesses that we have in life, the depressions that we have. If I can live this way to everyone else, they're going to think I'm great. They're going to think my life is perfect. They're going to think everything's awesome in my life. And a lot of people, they do that. And then they go home or they go wherever and they're very sad. And I lost the connection of knowing that I'm never alone. I always felt like, oh, I'm terrible. I'm alone. Even when you're in great relationships or even when you have family, you literally are like, I'm all by myself. And Heavenly Father's like, I'm never going to leave you alone. Come back. Be with me. And I have people that can brighten your day, can help you feel that life is a blessing.
I was thinking, just this last week, I was thinking about this concept of wearing a mask. Because I think I haven't thought it all the way through, or I haven't come to a conclusion, but I want to get your take on this. So oftentimes we behind the scenes might be feeling something contrary to what we're putting out to the world. And it might be pain. It might be like emotional hurt or something like that. Whatever the case might be, it might be physical pain, like your friend that you're talking about. But yet some of us will go out into the world and we have a mask on, if you will. We're projecting everything's okay. I think that gets a bad rap. I think people are like, that's not being honest. I think even if you sat down with a psychiatrist or a psychologist, it'd be like, that's super unhealthy. To me, I was thinking this last week, I'm like, isn't that sort of a form of service? Let's say that I'm having a really bad day, but I still come to work. I put on a happy face and that face helps other people get through. Is that not service? Is it being dishonest or is it service? I would argue I owe it to other people to forget myself and put on a good face, regardless of what's going on.
Exactly right. I just had this conversation with someone recently saying, when you're being selfless and not selfish by helping others strengthen them. I have this little saying. I'm not too sure who came up with it. I thought I did. But it's choose the right, be the light. And in church, I've had an opportunity to share my testimony a couple of times, or in even when I am able to pray in church, I normally will say that saying, choose the right and be the light. Being the light of Christ, but just being the light of what we wish we were full time, is helping other people. So I'm 100% believing that, yes, serving and showing people that there is a brightness that they're not feeling right now, but you're giving off this, it's great. Where Satan creeps in is that person goes, Adam's not that happy. There got to be some problems. More recently, we've had a general conference with a lot of brethren in the church and sisters speaking. And a lot of the messages were, if you're suffering now, if you're unhappy, if your family is going through challenges, if you're going through a divorce, or, you know, you're kids are being bad, you know, God is there for you. And I heard that, but I had also made the comment, how about all those people that are living a great life, that are enjoying the blessings from God, that aren't having really any problems in their life? let's bless, let's say, good job, keep going. That's when Satan creeps in and goes, well, they can't really be that happy. No, they can. Heavenly Father wants us to be happy. He tells us all the time, I'm going to give you challenges. Are you going to accept them and work on them and help others work on their challenges? Or are you going to be like, it's just part of the world. I got to be unhappy now. I got to suffer. I got to be sad. I feel like you said, those are opportunities for us to feel better when we're not thinking of ourselves. We're being selfless. We're seeing someone else with a challenge, saying, why do I need to bring my sadness, drama, challenges to them? What does help us, though, is that when we know others are going through this or they have gone through it. I had a great opportunity to tell a couple young men a couple years ago, there's no need for you to try alcohol. I tried it. It's junk. It's terrible. It's not a good thing. I did it, so you don't have to do it. Again, I feel like sometimes that does, some young people can be like, you know what, yeah, he did it already. You know, tattoos. Hey, I got a bunch for all of us. You don't need your own. You know, it was a great man in our church had said one day, if all of our challenges and problems were tattoos on our bodies and our sins, we would all be covered in these tattoos. But we try to hide them and keep them in. And Heavenly Father's like, why? Repent of these. Let them go. Forgive yourself. Move on. But help others know that they're okay, that they're going through things and that they're not alone. I mean, one of my favorite songs, You're Not Alone, really, it tells us in the chorus, when you think that you really are all by yourself, you're never alone. But we need to accept the help from others. But we need to accept Heavenly Father saying, I'm here to help you. Let me be that. Let me. And also, I know we talk about this in the world. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, perfect example, righteous judgment in the temples, throwing the tables. People always bring this up. Like, even he got angry. Yes, he's going to be angry of bad decisions that we're making. Mm-hmm. He cares about us. He loves us. He's saying, hey, I've set an example for you. But then also Heavenly Father says, you get to make your own choices, though. You get to decide if you want to follow or not, if you want to choose right or choose wrong. I'm going to use what you said more in my life about being the light, is I want people not only to know that there's a difference in me, but that there's a way that they have light, too. So share more of your light. Don't hide it under a bushel, like they say. You know, one of my favorite movies, every time we get to the part where the flower is under, it's like the evil witch.
Rapunzel?
It's not Rapunzel, but you know what movie I'm talking about, though. But it's called something else. I can't think of it right now. But it's her, but it's called something else. And you got young kids. We sing.
Tangled.
Tangled, yes. But every time we get to that part where she's hiding the flower because she doesn't want others to steal it or lose it or take it or then, you know, have the special powers. Every time I see that part, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I think of Papa John Lines, John Lines Sr., and his way of really, I think, sharing the light with all of us is having a lot of kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and saying, and I love this guy, he hugs me when he comes to our ward and he says, oh, guy. And I go, hey, your ears must have been burning. I was just in the temple the other day. I think about you when I'm in the temple and, you know, how your family is just a big part of Yuma. And I thank him for that. Also learning more of the siblings of Spencer and David Lines. These guys were so cool to me when I came here. They're still cool to me. I don't know why I keep looking up, but...
Oh, no, they're not dead.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They're awesome men, the whole family. And all the, like I said, all these families that came from, like, Papa John, there's a mixture, you know? All families got the one or two that are like, I'm a little bit rebellious. And then there's the ones where I'm just like, I do this to you, and I know it might be a little awkward, but I hug you and I rub your back because I like to feel your wings. I know that they're there. You have set one of the best examples for me in my life of how to say, listen, I'm going to serve you how I can. So you saying that?
Me?
You saying.
You know what I
mean? You saying how you feel, even though life can be a challenge for you, if you go out and serve and be a light to others and help them with their challenges, that is service. You do that all the time. I know everyone is human, but sometimes I don't think you are. Sometimes I feel like I know inside that you got the angel wings.
Is that all my bad stuff? I have a wife to talk to.
Okay. And again,
so she gets all of it.
Well,
I always tell her, I'm like, well, I didn't tell her until like a few weeks ago because this came up and we were having a conversation with someone else and she's like, bleh, said everything. I'm like, I told you that in confidence. I thought we had like a secret pact here.
Yeah.
Like I can say whatever. I didn't mean it when I said it, but I had to say it because it was something bad and I knew it was bad, but I wanted to say it and just get it out of my system. Yeah. And I was like, what the heck, dude? I trusted you. That was in confidence. She's like, oh, sorry.
Well,
now we know.
Now we know.
Now we have a secret word, like Panama. Panama.
I feel in our lives, Heavenly Father blesses us with people, definitely, not only to help us be better people, but to be the sounding board that we kind of need. For me, I didn't really have that. And I don't want to make my excuse of, well, I got tattoos to help me with that. But these really were helps for me. I would have the physical pain to help with the emotional pain or things. Great opportunity, and even in Phoenix, to work with special needs children. But I wasn't able to control other things that I was doing in my life. And so when one of them would pass away, I was just so angry and sad. But then I wasn't taking God's plan into my thoughts. And I was not going, wait, they're in a better place. They're now whole. You know, they're able to eat real food. Like, I wasn't living like that. I was so angry. Like, why'd you take them? They were my strength. They were helping me get through all this other stuff. And so I'd get little things put on to say, okay, I got physical pain to help me with the emotional pain. When I started getting the head tattoos, I knew that there was a part of me that was going to almost crack. And I was like, okay, where can I get stuff that would cause like a lot of physical pain to help me emotionally? And part of my past career is a massage therapist. But because being Polynesian, there's a lot of spiritual stuff that goes along with that. And so my company's name was Kaleo's Karma Connection. And I feel like your spirit is connected with your soul, which causes your karma to be real. Like, okay, there's things I'm doing to myself that are bad karma. And so, but I split the body in half, and your heart side is your emotional side, and your physical side is your right side. And a lot of moms, their right sides are normally really messed up, but their left side is where they hold this emotion for their children. Where dads, their left sides are normally messed up because their hearts are wanting to take care of their families and their friends. Like so many other people also, that their left sides get jammed up and their right sides will have physical challenges, but not emotional challenges, not spiritual challenges.
Kaleo, we're out of time, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a part two of this sometime.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I hope you found what you're looking for. I hope this beautiful young woman comes out of the woodworks for you. That's what we were doing here, right? Putting yourself out there.
I think it started
That's what I understood you to say. So hopefully that happens for you. I don't know how many of those women are watching this program or this show, but, you know, hey.
Well, I think you're going to have like 6 or 7 from my job because I kind of brought it up a little bit going, hey, I'll find out the website and let you guys and stuff. And they'll be like, yeah, that's going to be hilarious. Also, I feel for me, that was one of my thoughts of why I was doing it. But no, I want the world to understand. You might think that you thought you knew who I was.
Yeah.
But this is who I am now.
Sure, sure.
But I'm a.
Well, you always were this.
I was this. I'm living this, and I want everyone to know that this is how I live.
Trial by fire, dude.
And I don't like the heat, so even though I'm in Yuma, I love air conditioning.
You learn to love it.
Yeah. Well, you can learn something about being in Yuma, but that's my thing, is I want to thank you again for this opportunity, because I really feel
anytime.
It turned to me just wanting, I'm more accountable for myself now.
I love it. Yeah, good.
So thank you.
Thank you for your example, and thanks for coming on, finally.
I'll answer more questions next time and not be so talky-talky, but Kaleo means the voice, even though my mom says it means big mouth. You know,
big mouth, yeah. The voice, same thing.
Yeah, and I led
with that.
But I wasn't this before.
Well, there you go.
I would not talk to people.
I love it. Yeah, we got to go.
Okay.
We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, cool. Thanks.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
This is the Daily Note. I'm James A. Brown. Do you play with Legos? I haven't in decades, but many people do. That's one reason the toy giant posted record sales for the first half of 2025. Formula One and Jurassic Park themed Legos helped a lot, but a big reason why sales are up is the adults who love them, like a few of my friends and family. When I ask them why, their reasons sound the same. They're collectors who get to have an escape. A few hours away from the job, the bills, the news, just a pile of bricks and the quiet joy of making something. And that's something that even I can't complain about. So what about you? What takes you back to your inner kid? Let me know on jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown. And as always, be well.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the Patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.